Thanks for listening to the Arc Tactic Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Green. Photography is a fascinating medium when looking at it through the lens of the art market. It's clearly an important form of art in art history, and today there are prominent artists who predominantly work in the medium, such as Cindy Sherman and Wolfgang Tillmans, to name a few. But at the same time, it feels like photography has become a somewhat niche collecting category. You have to wonder if the proliferation of social media and the iPhone have some role in this. I know many collectors who aren't interested in collecting photography at all, and I know some collectors who exclusively collect it. I think this leaves the photography market in an interesting moment, and we'll have to see how the market evolves over the next few years. We wanted to dig into some of these topics further, so in this week's episode of the podcast, we chat with Lydia Melamed Johnson, Executive Director of APAD, the Association of International Photography Art Dealers. Lydia is also the director of the Photography Show, which is an art fair that's occurring April 25th through the 28th at the Park Avenue Armory. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks so much for listening. Lydia, thanks so much for joining us.
Adam, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. So as I mentioned at the top, you have the Photography Show, which is upcoming April 25th through the 28th at the Park Avenue Armory in New York City. For our listeners who have never been to the Photography Show or aren't so familiar with it, tell us a little bit about the fair's history and what it's like to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Photography Show is actually going into its 43rd year this year. We're the longest continuous art fair, longest running continuous art fair for fine art photography in the world. So to say that we've stamped our mark on that is an understatement, but I think that it's something new every year, and we're really excited. 2024 marks a return to the Park Avenue Armory after iterations at the Piers and then post-pandemic at Center 415 in Midtown Manhattan. So the fair itself is an incredible encyclopedic tour of photography. We have everything from the earliest iterations of it to things that are being printed now and have been taken recently to cutting edge technologies with AI. And last year we showed our first NFT. So it's really a truly encyclopedic fair for photography, but of course only photography. And as you said, APAD is short for the Association of International Photography Art Dealers. So it's the flagship event for our organization. We're a member organization that represents art galleries around the globe. And our members come and exhibit with us. We have a few guest exhibitors who are coming. And then also, this is our first real showing of our new member class, the associate members who are young, emerging galleries in the space. So to visit us will be to see a lot of photography in a really iconic venue. And yeah, I think that's a good overview for now.
Definitely. So I'm interested in photography and its important role in art history, and although it isn't my specific focus, I am familiar with several of the mainstream contemporary photographers. But I feel like something I'm not as aware of are some of the aesthetic trends in contemporary photography, in particular emerging photography, emerging contemporary photographers. How are we seeing rising photographers really push the envelope, or what would you say they're doing differently from prior generations of photographers that really excites you?
When most people think of photography, it can seem very two-dimensional, and that's really the only way that you can interact with photography is a picture on the wall, or if people are trying to look at things more digitally, maybe on your screen. But fine art photography specifically, when you think about it as something that is on your wall framed, and it's flat. And I think a huge piece that's happening now is mixed media in photography. So whether that is experimental techniques in printing on canvas or printing on silk, to having having textile elements within the work. When you see like Anna Teresa Barbosa at Robert Mann does this really beautifully, and Sarah Sensit, Bruce Silverstein does it as well. You know, I think that the two-dimensionality coming into photography and into ways to present it is really one of the most exciting pieces happening right now. And as I said, it's kind of happening both in experimental printing techniques, but actually also in almost sculptural moments within photography and the photograph itself.
So it seems like the photography market overall has softened over the last few years. How much do you think the rise of social media and phones with cameras is responsible for this? Is this something that's discussed regularly by market insiders?
I think that social media and the proliferation of iPhones and the personal kind of digital camera that we carry around is both a positive and a negative for fine art photography. The plus is that everybody is now interacting with photography on a daily basis and are becoming more involved in it and are recognizing the deep difficulties that come with creating that perfect photo. If you think of content creators or anything that's highly curated on social media, the amount of time and effort that goes into those images, you know, these aren't quick snapshots. So I think that it is, in a way, a positive that people have more direct involvement with photography now. But of course, as everyone becomes their own photographer and as they're becoming their own, showcasing their own viewpoint, I think that it can be lost in what you're really looking for in other people's photography. But I don't find that it's contributed to a softening of the market. I think any softening of the market has come really from just the global financial situation and what's happening across the art industry in general, in the middle market. I think that really fantastic photographs are holding their value as well as ever. And certainly young, up-and-coming emerging art photographers and artists are as exciting as ever, and as desirable as ever, I would say.
It seems to me that photography is one of those mediums that's predominantly collected by photography collectors rather than mainstream contemporary collectors. Do you feel like it's a goal for photography dealers to try to change this? And if so, how do you think this can actually be accomplished?
I would actually say a misconception that contemporary, you know, conventional contemporary art collectors don't collect photography. I think in so many ways, photography is the quote gateway drug for people to really start collecting. I look at, you know, the Dean collection at the Brooklyn Museum right now, and, you know, he said many times that the first thing he ever bought was an Ansel Adams photograph. And while that didn't end up being the area that he ended up, he and Alicia Keys kept collecting, you know, as they changed directions and changed course, photography remains a huge part of their collection. I mean, that exhibition shows, you know, you've got Deanna Lawson, you've got Gordon Parks is, you know, listed before Basquiat, Micheline Thomas. And I think that it's a misconception that contemporary collectors don't want to collect photography. I think often it's where they start. And then as they continue through their collecting journey, it's something that they continue to do. But sorry, to answer your question kind of more in terms of if it's a goal to bring photography more to that mainstream path, yes, of course. And I think that we see that even amongst our dealers. So many of our dealers show not only photography, but also show painters and sculptors, and photography is one aspect of their program. So I think that it's becoming a little bit more intersectional, and less I have a photography collection or I have a painting collection. And that probably goes back to your question about social media, and it's just the exposure that people now have across mediums.
And so, as we mentioned, the photography show is occurring later this month in New York. What are you most excited about for this year's edition of the fair?
Oh, that's a great question. I always say that my favorite part of any art fair is like the moment the doors open and we have our first attendees walk in and see what we've put together over the last year. This year, I'm just really, really excited that APAD is back at the Park Avenue Armory. You know, that venue really is one that can hold up to the incredible that our galleries bring. And so I would say that bringing APAD back into a venue that is of the scale and importance that it should be within. And then, I mean, the art is just really, really spectacular that's coming this year. You know, going back to, I mentioned Micheline during talking about our last question, but Yancy Richardson is bringing three smaller works of hers that I think are kind of the perfect way for anybody to start collecting, you know, a really big name photographer, but at a more accessible price point. I'm really, really excited to see them in person. And then Sharon Walters, who's showing at Hackleberry, is actually going to be with us for the weekend. I'm really looking forward to that. And then, of course, our APAD Talks program. We have a really dynamic roster this year. Curators and artists from the Long Arc of Photography show that, of course, opened at the High and is now showing in Andover. Dawood Bey is speaking on his exhibition, Elegy. We have Ivan Shaw speaking to a really incredible landscape photographer. And then our Night of Photography, which is Friday night and speaks to the element of bringing in new audiences. That's really our more educational night where we have this great panel and it's presented with ICP, the International Center of Photography, and we'll have artists in booths giving talks about their work and kind of a more festive atmosphere. So I would say those are my short list of what I'm looking forward to. And then the last thing would be our monumental exhibition, which we started last year. And it's an exhibition where we show really large scale photography throughout the venue. And it's works that maybe galleries aren't always able to show on their own booth because they're too large. And it gives us a chance to show kind of what photography can do at really large, a much larger scale.
That sounds really exciting. We're looking forward to visiting the fair. Lydia, thanks so much again for coming onto the podcast and sharing your thoughts on a variety of aspects about the photography space. If our listeners want to attend the photography show, what's the best website they can visit to learn more about it and buy tickets?
Yes, please visit us at apad.com/show, and that's AIPAD.com/show. And you'll see our list of exhibitors. We're also welcoming back photo book publishers. So we have a whole photo book section with tons of really exciting book signings. And you'll be able to purchase tickets there. And I hope you'll join us.
Perfect. Thanks again, Lydia. And see you later this month.
Adam, thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.